Hello, this is Clément, your Dungeon Master on our adventure through the World Spire. I have just a quick release schedule update to announce before we jump into the adventure today. We're going to be switching to a bi-weekly release schedule so that we can put a little more time and love into each episode. So from this point forward, we're going to be releasing every other Monday. So the next episode is going to be coming out on February 3rd. Now, without further ado, welcome to the World Spire, a realm whose mountains reach not upwards, but outwards from the side of a seemingly endless pillar of earth. Our party climbs desperately up the spire's side through these deadly landscapes, determined to deliver the message that Zeke Songstrom gave his life to deliver, that the Arakakra are scheming to launch an attack on the Circle of Crescent Valley, in a matter of mere days. As the party approaches the mouth of a cavern that will lead them upwards, Feral feels a wave of dread wash over her as the caves whisper to her in a strange, tortured voice. Chapter 4, Ascent Through the Wild, Part 2.
The lot of you are all standing in the cave entrance, having just pulled up your camp. Feral and Onyx still feel fairly apprehensive about going in, but you all don't have much of a choice at this point without doubling back and definitely taking too much time.
My spider chibis.
Yeah, your jittery spiders.
I look up at Zelus. How's your snacks going there, Zelus?
My friends. Oh no.
Just my munching spiders. On spiders.
I feel like Zelus, as you asked, would be crouched down like
just chewing on spiders.
Yeah. Zelus, gonna we think have to go now.
Hallows might be my friends from Crescent Valley, then okay.
Save Feral's friends for your snacks later.
I take the last one and I just put it in a row. And then I continue walking towards the cave.
Do you suck it down slow so the legs have a chance to go?
Oh yeah. I like the tingling in my throat of the legs. I'm just like tickling my esophagus.
Well,
Zelus is into some weird shit.
So you all enter the caverns, and it's not too long before you find a path that curves upwards, and you start following that along. There's some spots where you have to use rather deft footing to get across chasms, some swinging on vines that are hanging down throughout the caverns, and that sort of thing. But let's see just how rough this path is going to be for today. Okay.
Zelus wasn't rough, so she wants to fight.
So, the path ahead looks very rough today. Oh.
If I had to put the difficulty of the path ahead today on a scale of, say, oh, I don't know, between 1 and 20, I would put it at an 18.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! Fuck's sakes!
Tinsy's not ready for this.
Yeah.
Zelus is so excited, but Tessa is not.
I don't think I'm ready for this jelly.
Are you ready?
I'm gonna fucking die.
Are you ready for this jelly?
I can't handle this.
I can't handle this jelly either.
Ooh. What's jelly?
Alright, DM, save us.
As usual, you are going to have to decide what tasks you want to be doing throughout the day.
Is it the same task as before?
In a cave? Yes.
No. Sorry?
Okay, in a cave. Okay.
Yep. I mean, you still have to survive.
That's fair.
Yeah. Do we know how long it'll take? Zelus, do you know? Sorry. Zelus, do you know how long it takes to get through this cave?
Well, it's a 2-mile hike.
2 miles? Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's what you
The caves led out 2 miles from Crescent Valley.
Wouldn't that be like the caves? How long?
The caves no, it's like where you exit the cave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, led out like the end. Like, it goes at like the end.
Then, no.
Where you led out things, that's where the cave led out things.
No, Zealous does not know.
That's okay. It's Zealous that doesn't know.
No, nor does Tessa. Because obviously neither can read.
So, if Zealous had to estimate, it would be roughly 25 miles up that you guys are going to have to climb.
Jesus Christ.
So that's going to be at least a day or two of climbing.
Sick. We must have some fucking buff arms.
Well, I mean, you live in a vertical world, so...
And I'm a 7-foot lizard person.
Tansy's not the only one. Buff! We're all buff!
Can I recommission the artist to make us...
Just small versions of all
the like a wrestling version of Tansy. I don't know what I want to do. And, sorry, was there new options or the exact same options as before?
I mean, you're allowed to come up with ideas outside of that. Yeah. But those are, like, sort of the suggestions I have.
Can you talk to The Rock?
I could try.
Instead of the wind.
Is it light in the cave? Can you see in the cave, or is it dark?
There are, throughout the cave, like, glowing fungi. The visibility...
Ooh! Fungi!
The visibility isn't great, though. You'd probably want to light a torch.
Okay, then I think someone should carry the torch.
Okay.
While other people kind of, like... I probably should go up front, because that's... Usually, so either me or like maybe Lorelai can hold the torch.
Yeah.
Oh, keep in mind, you and I have dark vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I do not.
Yeah. I'll bring up the rear.
Okay.
So am I heading out front then?
You get to look at this big lizard booty.
Big lizard booty. Sorry, I will start singing.
Big lizard booty. Big lizard booty. Well, I mean, big
what's
lizard
the booty. Major? Major laser? Bubble butt. But you know what? I'll bring out the rear.
Feral, were you going to be attempting to listen to whatever wind is coming through this?
Yeah, I can keep doing that.
Okay.
Let's see. I still don't know what I should do.
Zealous found water yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys have enough water for today, at least.
Water rations are okay. So we need to navigate.
Yeah, so...
I don't know if you want to take it because you know these, or I should
have
because
an advantage, technically.
So. Oh, yeah, you do have. She would still have an advantage?
Yeah. Are you guys still traveling at full speed?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're still at disadvantage.
Yeah.
So mine would just be a regular roll. It would cancel it out, right?
Yeah.
Then probably. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, I'm game for the navigation.
Okay, because I was thinking one of us.
Well, should you be out front then?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. I'm taking up the rear just in case, because I know you were worried something was happening. I figured I can at least watch our backs.
Do you want Onyx to...
I feel like I always want Onyx with me.
Well, this is Tessa asking because Zealous would not offer.
I think it might be better if she goes with you just in case something happens, because if you're ahead of us and something is wrong, it would be better. Do you want Onyx with you?
I mean, I don't mind having a cat. I can pet the cat.
She's a panther.
Zealous is like, I take cat. All my questions back. She's just coming with me, though.
I'll take a big cat.
Okay. Onyx will go
with her?
Side by side.
Okay.
Yay.
A question, or do I have to roll a perception for this? How does it look like inside the cave? How wide is it? Is it quite tight?
The area you're currently in is like a big crack in the earth going upwards, you're able to sort of make your way up along the crack either by climbing foliage or in the narrower areas you guys can sort of put your hands and feet on the sides, which Lorelai needs some help with just because she's not used to that sort of climbing, but you guys do manage to make some progress that way.
Okay.
Onyx is having a little bit of trouble just because it's all rock here, very slick. But she is able to leap to footholds and that sort of thing.
And I'm warning you as a DM, if anything happens to Onyx, I will full-blown cry. So do not fuck Onyx over. Just worry.
I think we all will cry, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, should I still try to commune with animals?
Maybe, I don't
know.
Should I
still
communicate? Spiders.
I mean, okay, so does that include, like, creep crawlies?
Yeah, spiders would be...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. There's much that we need to do because we still have rations and all that stuff. You're doing navigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we could use all of those communications abilities. To
and keep seeing if we get more information. Okay, that's what I'll do.
Can I also and we're climbing, so I don't know if I'd be able to ready a weapon or keep it in a position that I can easily grab it.
Not super easily, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you guys are climbing throughout the day, and we will have each of you roll for your things. So, we'll start with the navigation roll.
Five.
Are you modifiers?
Yep.
Next up, can I have Tintsy roll for attempting to find any kind of critter to communicate with?
Critter. Everywhere.
Oh, I don't see what that says.
Oh, no.
16. What if I critical fail?
Oh my god.
Wait. Positive thinking, guys. Positive feelings in the universe.
You won't critical fail.
I will do average.
Feeling.
Fucking 5. So that's and it's 5 plus 3.
Okay.
So 8.
So I can't use the original audio here because there was so much noise happening, but I just need to explain that Feral is able to detect the wind or whatever you want to call it in the cave very strongly and will not roll with disadvantage when she attempts to listen to the wind.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Sorry, I can't remember. Was I using perception before to roll?
You were using nature.
Nature? Okay. Oh, fuck.
this is not our round, guys.
Six?
Okay, so...
All of us sucked so bad.
Can the panther roll?
Well, Lorelei. We never decided what Lorelei was helping. What is she helping with?
Lorelei, please.
I think that she was struggling today. This is the most difficult terrain you guys have been through so far, so she really just has to focus on climbing today, unfortunately.
I mean, all things considered, when we're looking at our dice, yeah. Today was a struggle.
For a freaking zealous, man. This is her shit. And she's...
Yeah, rolling is her shit with her weighted dice.
I told you it was an evil cave, and you didn't listen.
What?
I said I told you it was an evil cave. Clearly it's an evil cave.
Technically you never told... Well...
No, she did. Yeah. She just fell off the
floor. I told you I had heebie-jeebie spidey senses.
I've been through this before. What do you want me to say? I'm not sorry. I don't care.
But as you say this, your hand slips from a wet handhold, and you sort of, hit your head a little bit on the cave wall, and your torch goes falling down.
Can I try to catch it as it passes me?
Sure.
Can we all try to catch it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to try to go first, since you're in front of me?
Yeah, I'm in front.
Ooh.
5, 2, plus 3.
Yeah, so it passes by you, Tintsy.
Tintsy, don't suck.
That's a 2.
That's a 2? Okay. Thank God it wasn't a 1.
she would have caught on fire.
Oh my god, I would be your torch. I'd be like, let me up there.
So... The torch falls down into the distance, and you eventually hear it, clatter against something. And then you hear, a chorus of strange voices coming up from below you. And you start hearing claws on stone rising from below you.
No! Please, no.
Is there anything blocking my vision from down below? Is it just, a straight tunnel?
It's not a straight tunnel, it is pretty windy, but on whatever little tiny bits of reflections from the glowing fungi that you can see on the whetstone, you can definitely tell there's movement.
I'm gonna cast Mold Earth.
Mold Earth, okay, what does that do?
You choose a portion of dirt or stone that you can see within range and that fits within a 5-foot cube. You can manipulate it in one of the following ways. Target area of loose earth. You can instantaneously excavate it, move it along the ground, and deposit it up to 5 feet away. You can cause it to change shape. You can cause it to change color. You can cause it to become difficult terrain.
Oh.
I want to see if I can block part of the passage that I hear the voices coming from.
Okay.
Or at least, cause something to fall.
All right.
Nice.
So do you have to, touch the earth that you want?
Choose a portion of dirt or stone that you can see.
Okay, so you don't have to touch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, so is that just a straight cast? Do you have to roll for anything?
No, it's just it's instantaneous. It's a spoken command, so I guess I can just be like, stone! And...
I'm sorry, say that again for me?
Give me your stone.
All right, what do you want the stone to do? I assume it's going to be the stone.
Well, how big of a... How big is this, like, shaft-type cave that we're climbing up?
It varies from, I'd say, a yard across to 3 yards across as you go up.
Can I see if I can dislodge some stone to block the path further down, wherever it's smallest?
Yeah. Let me just see how quickly these guys are climbing up.
These guys?
You heard a chorus of voices.
I mean, I could make a chorus of voices with my own voice by itself. That's a lie.
Right before your spell goes off, you do start to see what's coming after you, and you remember the first day that you were all traveling together, you encountered some lizard-like folk.
Oh no!
And there seems to be, I mean, you can't tell how many there are.
They're running from something, right?
From the light that we...
No, they're coming up. They're running to something, which is us.
At this point, they're running to you, yes.
Oh, because I dropped the torch because I was telling you off.
Right.
And
backtalk me. I hit my head.
Don't
drop
make
the
this,
torch.
Don't blame me. You were the one that rolled bad.
And, I mean, neither of us could catch it, though.
Yeah.
But... but as you're asking the stone to block the way, like, three of them manage to slip up through before it closes completely, and you can hear the rest sort of scratching at the stone and trying to get through it. But,
okay, guys, we gotta choose if we're gonna fight or if we're gonna go faster.
Lorelai's just like, I vote for going faster.
Yeah, I feel like, because I literally won't be able to do anything without harming any of you because I'm first. Like, I can't even use my breath weapon. So, like, I'm useless in this.
And we think it might be the lizard people?
Probably not the same ones, but they look like the same species.
Can I use minor illusion?
Sure.
Can I make it look like that Zealous is below us, like, facing them? Because they're looking up, it doesn't have to be her whole body, you just have to kind of look like her. So it looks like she's fighting them as we try to scurry up.
Okay, so like...
But
so,
like,
so you're
mask
just doing,
off.
Mask off, like
from
just,
what I remember.
Just her face?
Just her face and like a little bit of her body, like just like as if you're looking up towards her, you, and she's like kind of like hanging on, it looks like... As
so
if you're,
if,
looking...
if you're just doing like a bust shot illusion, then you could even make her bigger if you want.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I want her bigger. Just the bust, so it just, and it looks like she's going to fight without the mask on so they can see her face while we try to go up to try to intimidate them.
Okay, so you take out your little scrap of felt, do the whole like rubbing it between your fingers thing to cast your minor illusion, and this form of Zealous's unmasked face. You can't see it still, because it's facing down away from you, but, so you don't know what this thing she's just summoned is, but,
mysterious.
This strange thing below you just appears, and the three who are there skitter to a halt, and, they're just like,
and all I scream is, go, 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 go!
And, Zealous, who has a vague understanding of their language, understands them to be saying something along the lines of, my lord!
Oh, my lord.
Oh.
What?
What?
Go, 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 go! Don't think about it! Just go, 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 go!
I think we could falter a little bit. I kind of look back.
No, you don't. You're fine.
You're fine.
Everyone's, like, trying to climb and, like, pushing up against Zealous. And, like, go, go, go!
Like, I'm going, but, like, very, like... I think my Zealous' world is just, like, fully, like...
What's going on?
I'm going to... Tinsy, can I have you roll... I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm going to have you roll Intimidation just to see how effective this
how
is.
How spooky can you make it?
Spook that dude.
Don't suck.
Well, you know me. 8.
8?
8, yeah.
Okay. Is that including modifier?
Yeah.
Okay. They're still chasing you. They hesitate long enough that you're able to get enough distance that they don't catch you right away. And you eventually, within a minute or so, manage to make it out to a more level area. The crack opens up and you have a bit of a wider space. And there's a lot of, not pleasant foliage, but foliage here, just sort of wet and slimy, hanging down in a lot of areas. I think Zealous is probably too distracted to notice this, but had you been less distracted, you would notice that, like, a lot of this foliage looks a lot less pleasant than when you've been here previously. It's not looking super great in here, but Feral and Tinsy and the rest of you guys, definitely, the plants don't look appealing.
Are we on, like, a flat surface where we're standing?
Or is it, like, yes.
Okay. So what you're describing is, like, a crack, and then it kind of levels out on both sides or something?
Kind of, yeah. So the crack continues running up farther past where you were, but then it sort of branches out into a more level area, which is fairly dark and has a lot of sort of hanging roots and things.
Are we all up out of the crack and are the lizards still climbing?
Yes.
I'm going to cast spike growth, and I want the spikes to come from either side of the crack and kind of go like that.
Okay.
You reach into your pouch and quickly pull out these 7 small thorns, and you whisper an incantation as you focus in on your spell. You clench the thorns tightly in your hand, and as you feel them poking into your skin, these stone spikes spring from the earth like teeth closing over the entrance to the part of the cave that you're in right now, and you're all just thrown into complete, absolute darkness. Even those of you with the dark vision right now are just completely blind, because there's no light source, like all the glowing mushrooms that you had seen before and that sort of thing. There aren't any in here. And a few moments pass, and then you can vaguely hear the sound of the claws and the vicious chattering of the 3 creatures that were chasing you, climbing up and past you, completely missing your hiding space.
Moments later, you hear Lorelei fumbling, says, "Somebody got a torch?"
I have one. Yeah. Okay. I'll use one.
Okay, so, she gets a torch from you and lights it and looks around and says, "I think I know what those things are. I remember one of our dwarven contacts in the Talons was mentioning that these creatures called troglodytes have been coming out towards the surface a lot more over the last year."
That's a troglodyte?
I think so. He described them as, like, gross lizard people, and that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, they were pretty gross.
I think Zila's right now, she's, like, sitting there kind of, like, shocked. And especially when Lorelei says, like, gross lizard people, and she's just in her head, like, "But I'm their lord, so I'm, like, the grossest."
Tinsy notices that Zila's is kind of off. "Zealous, you okay?"
I think I just kind of, like, shuffle to a corner and just, like, kind of, like, push you away. And don't even bother, like, saying.
She seems alright.
Zealous, I mean, I understand a lot of us have had some weird stuff happen to us recently, but we need to get out.
But, as you're saying this, when Tinsy ran over to comfort Zealous, there was this one slimy, gross vine that was hanging down and touched you both at the same time.
Oh, no.
And this strange sensation came over you.
What?
Almost as though you feel your luck changing.
What?
Please trade your D20s.
What the fuck?
What the... What?
I'm so sorry.
What? What? What the fuck?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Zealous.
What the fuck? Just watch me, though. I'll get so good and you'll get so bad.
And then we'll learn that it's not just her dice. It's just me.
Oh no! Oh my god!
I took a picture for posterity for the Instagram, by the way.
What the fuck?
When I feel this, can I do a perception check?
Yes.
I'm gonna hold my luck really close to me.
I'm gonna do a perception check as well.
Guys, are you, like, dilly dallying down there? What's wrong? Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What happened?
Sorry, I got a 3 shot to 18.
Where are you guys?
What the fuck?
I'm sorry I laughed so loud.
loud.
Yeah, same. I probably shouldn't have, like, screamed.
I am enjoying this so much.
This was amazing.
So I have a 4.
I have a 19 with my modifier.
All right, so Tinsy, you, like, stand up and you're, like, looking around and you're sort of looking at all these vines in the torchlight and you just have this, like, intuitive understanding that, like, something is doing something to these vines, and it seems like corrupted magic of some sort. I'm mostly just giving you this much information because I love that you rolled so well. but yeah, you, the results of touching these things could be unpredictable.
Okay. Guys! Clearly something's really, really wrong. I'm getting this weird, like, mojo vibe with these vines.
How's your feel?
I'm feeling really good. Pretty lucky on this side here. but, like, that was after something touched me, so we really need to be careful, because I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm not really sure exactly what will happen if it touches us again.
Okay.
And Zealous doesn't look happy, though.
The result of your perception roll is there are vines and roots.
Well, she just shared this information with us, right?
Yes.
But you just would it be know? Stupid of me to take the vine again and just touch it over and over?
You should just be like, these are just vines. Touch it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, fuck what I was saying earlier. We can do this all day if we want.
Okay, so I think, you know what? This is stupid, but honestly, since my luck has changed, obviously, and my intelligence has even gone down, I'm sure, more, even though it's not a modifier, I think I'm gonna, like, sniff it and maybe, like, taste it a little bit.
Oh my god. You're gonna put it in your mouth. I'm just, like, just slime. Like, it. We literally, lick the description it. That our DM just said was that it was very, it was basically what I got from it, unappetizing. So,
yeah, you got that. Zealous, it's vines and roots.
That was before. That was before your life.
I'm just going to talk everybody here through what Feral's thinking. If this ends up going really bad, I'm just going to rub some healing magic all over my boomerang and get ready to throw that at you.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it occurs to me that you never did figure out what your boomerang actually does.
I read the description that you had.
Oh, and
it's pretty fucking rad.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just say it since you have read the description. Yeah, so with the caster's edge, when she throws it, she can cast spells through it as if she were standing in that location.
Damn!
I can remote cast! What up?
What up? What no wonder you're an avatar.
So what's gonna happen?
All right, so Zealous takes a taste of that root.
While that happens, Cincy just screams, "No! What did I just say?"
At the same time, I kick her, like, real hard.
Do it. I'm curious.
Strength check.
Strength. Are we going to do strength versus strength? Just up and down. Strength.
Yeah.
So, like, sure. Yes.
Okay.
Ten.
Damn it!
Ten. Yes.
Calm down.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, you're so... Yeah, still, you still win.
Yeah.
Calm down. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What would have been the result? You kicked me? You already kicked me?
She might have been able to stop her from licking this root.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was trying to stop you from something.
Yeah, so, Zealous, you're going to take 7 necrotic damage.
Ew, what?
You fucking idiot.
To be fair, I've gotten, like, almost 0 damage this entire...
Oh, that's true. I've died twice.
Yeah.
Or nearly died twice.
This is retribution.
Yeah, so... Okay, so that's -7 off my hit points?
Yes.
Okay, what is necrotic damage to?
It just refers to the source of the damage.
To be fair, I still have 33 hit points.
That doesn't matter. Why are you putting things inside your mouth?
Don't you put it in your mouth? I can't remember.
Oh, it's not very good to eat. It's not good
and
to
also,
eat.
And also, Zealous, can I get you to roll Constitution?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What are you trying to saving throw against?
Though it might look good to eat. It'll make you sick.
Make 5. You sick.
Speaking of making you sick. Zealous licks this root after kicking Tinsy off, immediately, like, reels back, hits her head again on the wall, and just, like, vomits immediately.
I request that she permanently loses an intelligent point.
Well, she is going to be poisoned for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
Which is not like in a video game RPG where you just lose health over time. It's it means a poisoned creature has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
You had to try and fucking comfort me?
You dumbass. I was trying to comfort you. I was trying to stop you from eating.
The vine wouldn't have touched either of us if it didn't comfort me.
It could have touched just you.
Yeah, that would have been fine. I would have gotten your dumb luck.
Well, it has random effects.
Fucking asshole. So if I try to heal you now, I could have cured you.
With my luck, you would be able to.
Fucking rude.
So remember, boys and girls.
I realize
you put it in your mouth. God damn it! How did we both do the fucking harmony at the same time?
That's
wants
the
to attack
one.
Me.
Sorry?
Am I able to attack teammates?
You can. I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, some DMs don't let you. That's what I learned.
I mean, like, you can do what you want. I don't encourage
that.
Actually,
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I can just take out my breath weapon.
So after she does that, and she throws up.
Can you please at least tell me that it went down the shaft and fell off these troglodytes?
Well, no, because you closed off the shaft, and she had a scarf over her mouth.
Oh my god, so everyone's gonna see my face now.
Unless you just kept it covered.
No fucking way am I doing that. Okay, I take off my scarf, I think I'm gonna take off even, like, my... Because that went everywhere, more than likely. So I think I, like, just... to, like, get down to the bare necessities, and then I talk to Feral just to, like...
But as soon as, like, you...
Wait, I can't see, though. Right? It's all dark?
No, Lorelai lit a torch.
Oh, right, she did light a torch.
As soon as your hood is off, Feral and Lorelai are seeing you for the first time with your dragon-looking face, and...
I knew it!
Lorelai is very startled. Like everyone else in the Kingdom of Deep Sky, she has never seen anything like you in her life.
So, like...
When I was a snake, you smelled like other things, and you smelled like smoke, and why didn't you tell me?
So, I feel like those would be gagging, and they'd be like... like... What do you mean?
And Tensi just kind of like rubs your back.
Yeah. She's like, oh.
beautiful.
Can I vomit on her just a little bit, please?
What? No.
What? Can you make an athletics check to
what
see if you
want to vomit? I'm trying to, like, care for you.
I know, but that's what happens when you care for somebody who's throwing up. You might get a little bit on you. Just do like acrobatics.
Okay,
check.
Tinsy,
fuck
you,
off.
Tinsy, can you roll dexterity?
Dexterity, just straight dexterity.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, depends how artfully you want to do it. If you want to do acrobatics, I guess you can.
I want to do it as beautiful as I can.
Yeah, so acrobatics.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Oh, this better be some bandana shit.
Fuck.
15.
Okay.
Plus.
So, like...
It's 15 plus my modifiers.
So, you're rubbing Zealous's back, and, like, they're there, and she gets this look in your eyes, and you, like, have this instinct, you know she's about to vom all over the place, and you, like, just instinctively do this, like, handspring backwards out of the way as she vomits everywhere where you were standing.
No! But I do turn after my really cool handspring to Lorelai. I'm like, it's okay. She's really cute. It's okay.
What are you?
What if I drink my bottle of cloud sheet milk? Will that cure me?
It just gives you a buff on
it. Just gives me...
If I just gives you inspiration.
Oh. Well, it says 4d8 plus 4 hit points.
It would heal you a bit, yeah.
But I would still be poisoned?
You would still be poisoned, which is just disadvantage on your rolls.
Okay, well, to be fair, I'm just going to stay like this then.
Could you guys, maybe come up a little bit? I got some healing hands.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. After that, I'll come over and cast Lay on Hands on you.
What's that?
You have a pool of healing power that can restore 20 HP per long rest. As an action, you can touch a creature to restore any number of HP remaining in the pool, or 5 HP to either cure a disease. Oh, it's not a disease, is it?
No.
It's a poison, right? You're neutralize the poison affecting
the
creature.
Is the vomiting the poison or the head injury?
What is it?
Would it be a disease?
Sorry, a disease or poison. Neutralize a poison.
Oh, yeah. Then I think you could probably heal her then.
Okay.
The lay on hands gives you the ability to heal poison?
Yeah, it's one or the other. Either heal the HP or heal or cure or neutralize the poison. And that takes away 5 from my pool.
Okay, yeah, you can totally do that. Wow.
Which apparently doesn't take any of my spell slots, so that's nice.
Yeah, no, Lay on Hands is just a special paladin ability.
Then I go over and I'll use Lay on Hands on this one here.
Okay, yeah,
and
so just, yeah,
on
just
this chuckle fuck.
So I get how many more hit points back?
You don't get any.
She's choosing to heal your poison.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
She, like, I feel like Zilla's really...
No, wait, can I say how, like, I do that? So I meander over and I smack her on the forehead. Like, no eating vines or no eating plants, and smack her on the forehead.
At the same time, I burp in your face.
I'm literally healing
you.
Why are you being a bitch?
No, but it's like not by choice. Like, it's like,
yeah,
well, then I can't
vomit.
Be bad at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, you burp and you feel way better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, like, right
so
after I smack her, that's the
exactly.
heal. Oh, that's the cure!
But
the burp, I'm okay
smell,
with that.
Though.
I'm okay.
Such, like,
dude, I lived in the forest. I've smelled a lot of different things. I'm fine.
While this is all going on, Feral, your attention is caught by that, like, weird haunting sort of wind sound.
Hang on, when Feral's eating a cookie.
When did that happen?
While you guys were yelling at each other.
Oh, yeah. We probably drowned in all of your sounds.
So
and
now...
sights and sensations.
What do I do with my clothes?
You might...
I'll just be, like, half naked for the rest of the week.
Hell yeah, lizard baps. Lizard baps.
Well, we all
lizard
know
lizard baps.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Except for me.
Lizard baps! Okay, what's the wind saying?
So you hear this message, and you didn't roll well enough to get more of the message.
Wait, did I roll? Oh, you're using my earlier score.
Yeah, exactly. If you had to, like, obviously the wind doesn't talk like a spoken language, really, but if you had to translate it into a sentence, you can tell that, like, it would start with please, like some kind of begging.
Okay. Wait, no, that's not the cave dialect. I'm so sorry. Let me try this.
Tizzy kind of just side eyes, like, Zealous. What is she doing? What is she doing?
I think I have tears in my eyes from all that other really drama. I'm like, I just shrug and I'm like,
I just asked it what's happening.
Okay, don't forget it's gonna, like, it's a slow burn communication, so you won't be able to get an immediate answer.
So while she does that, can Zealous and I, like, meander over to her?
Yeah, absolutely. And Lorelai's still looking at Zealous, because nobody answered when she said, what are you?
You met Feyrell when she was Snake, so don't be too surprised.
Don't be snakesist.
It's fine. I've just never seen it or heard of anything like you.
What do you mean I'm Zealous?
Like your own species? You are just Zealous.
Are you a troglodyte?
I'm Zealous.
Are you a dragon?
I am Zealous.
She's turning into a Groot. She can only say Zealous.
When... like, Feral says, like, are you a dragon? She kind of, like, she's like, I would never, like, in her mind, she's like, I would never be a dragon. Dragons are the worst. I fucking flay those mother effers.
Wow,
you sound like you're trying to go undercover with some, like, gang.
Yeah, that's true.
With this thought of dragons on your mind and, like, sort of triggering this hate you have for dragons, like, you sort of look off and you actually... see some signs of potential dragon activity in the area. So
can I do perception or something? Investigation?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me an investigation roll.
Investigation? Let me just... Okay.
Man, this wind is slow.
It's wind.
7 plus 2, 9.
It's wind in a cave.
Okay.
Oh, and I believe you have advantage on tracking dragons.
Yes, I think I do, actually.
You're a dragon slayer? Sorry. Spoilers! No spoilers? I don't even know. She didn't answer me.
Advantage on survival checks to track. Okay, so I guess survival is the one that you should roll, actually.
Okay. So
so I'll get 10. You... So just ignore the roll that you already did.
Okay.
And just give me a roll with advantage okay. for survival to...
So that one didn't count?
Yeah.
Okay.
12
plus 3, so 15. 20 plus 3,
23. Okay, so...
Not 20!
with your shitty dice...
You fuck off, man.
It's so hard.
You were like dragging a dead horse.
I'm so sorry. I just had to
dragging a dead horse, not even beating it.
No, because I just imagined that Zealous would just grab it by like the hoof and walk around.
I have to say.
Or by the tail.
Snacks for later.
So yeah, this this thought of dragons crossed your mind. As you thought of it, you immediately honed in on these sort of telltale scratch marks that you see along the walls where they may have scraped by as they were passing along. And you can tell that it hasn't just been once that they've passed by here either. It's probably been fairly often. But you can tell just from the size of the path you just came from and the size of the cavern you're currently in that they must be very young dragons, because otherwise they wouldn't even fit in here. Mm-hmm. And just by sort of reading the movement patterns in the tracks, you can tell that they would probably be green dragons.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Damn you good, girl.
She got a 20, so... No, 23.
Yeah. Shit. I think I'll go to, like, every pair of, like, dragons have been here.
Oh.
What?
Dragons. Can you smell the dragons?
Look at these, and I point to like the scratch mark.
Yes. Dragons. So she's pointing out the scratches on the walls, and like to the rest of you, you would never have noticed these in a million years. But like you can look at them and easily believe that they are what she's saying they are.
Since he like squeals, oh my god, we're not gonna meet them, are we?
If we do, they die.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
So, Feyrel, you've had a little experience with dragons in the past. Not a whole lot. One of your earliest druid missions was to actually go out and heal a young bronze dragon. However, you do know that different colors of dragons have different temperaments, but you don't know from these scratches what color the dragons would be. All you know is that there are dragons, based on what Zealous said.
Yeah.
Did you hurt this bronze dragon?
what she said. Scratches and dragons.
Yeah. Wait, cool.
Not cool.
They're hot, actually. They breathe fire.
Way fire!
Probably not.
Okay, so, this aside, has the wind answered you back yet?
This is an all-day thing.
The wind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Should we get going? I don't know how long this, The spikes are going to last there.
It'll be a while, but I guess we should get going.
Yeah, so since the path behind you is blocked off, sort of deeper into the earth is the only path forward at this point.
And I guess I put my bomb clothes in my pack.
can you add one bomb clothes to your pack?
Yeah. Let's just do that. Since I'm making
So you guys.
It's just the face part, right? She just came off the scarf that did.
No, but like it. I'm pretty sure it probably dripped down. It probably did.
Oh, well, like, you weren't standing up.
Yeah, but bro.
Okay. I mean, sometimes there's splashback, I get it.
Is there splashback?
If you vomit straight into a scarf? I don't know, I've never done it.
I don't know, you're the DM in this
situation. Yourself vomit into a scarf, tell us how it went.
Please don't.
I'm going to imagine that if you vomit into a scarf, it's going to go all over your face, and yeah, probably like drip down your front a bit.
Yeah, so I think I only have like my pants, and I don't know, does a lizard wear a bra?
Do we get to see lizard babs? I guess lizards don't technically need boobs, but I like to imagine because
yeah, I would like to imagine you have like real
boobs.
Strong boob pecs.
Yeah,
so I just wear a sports bra.
It's like when like muscle builders have boobs and they have like the huge muscle, but then there's also like a weird like boob situation.
Whoa,
I think I would wear like a nice bra.
Really nice bra. Ooh yeah.
Is she into lingerie? Does she like to feel pretty on the inside?
She does not know what lingerie is. She just found this after killing something.
I know someone who can hook you up.
What?
It's fine. I offer my
hook.
How dare you?
Hook.
I am not your meal.
No. I offer my water skin to her so she can wash her face. Because I don't want to be around that.
Zealous, Tinsy, and Onyx are sort of leading the pack, I think, at this point. And Lorelai falls back to talk to Feral and says, Did I seem, like, super rude when I was just like, what are you? I feel really bad about reacting like that.
I mean, I had no idea. Okay, so, like, when I was a snake, I was sniffing her a lot, and there was something there, so I kind of had some idea that it was something that smelled like dragons, or maybe she hung out with dragons, and it really wasn't clear. But, like, I don't know, maybe you should go talk to her. She acts standoffish with everyone. It's not just you.
Okay. And then she sort of jogged forward a little bit to catch up, and it's just like, hey, Zealous, right? Sorry for being weird about all this.
She's having trouble because she has a head injury.
Yeah. So yeah, this is like kind of like trying to find her words, and I feel like she's just like, we don't talk about it, it never happened, fuck off.
That's honestly really kind of her.
Tinsy just looks up and like gives her the thumbs up with a big smile. You did great,
I feel like she's trying to like figure out how to move her like, and she's kind of like tentatively like,
thumbs? Oh, after I put my thumbs up, yeah. Zealous tries to do it too.
She's like, what is this thumb up motion?
So, like, after she does that, I grab her hand with her thumbs up. See, you did good.
Can I add this to the actions that I've learned?
Perform thumb up.
Zealous has leveled up and learned thumbs up. Plus one, or what was it? Anytime she gives a thumbs up to somebody, they gain inspiration.
So, eventually, you can't see the sun from here, but you're all starting to get pretty tired. You could pack up for the night if you like.
So, long rest?
Yes, you guys can make camp.
I'm feeling super sketched out about making camp.
I was like, do we want to make camp?
So,
or do we want to... Because I know, I remember there's a disadvantage, right? If we push ourselves too much, we can...
Yeah, you could push on ahead, but for every hour that you keep pushing, you're going to have to roll Constitution, and if you fail, you're going to become more exhausted, which comes with all kinds of fun disadvantages for you.
Okay, as we're setting up, so I think we should probably do some shifts to make sure everything's okay. So, like, I can take the first shift, and
I'll
then
take
we...
it.
Alright, so Zealous is going to take the first shift, and then I'll switch with you, and we can kind of go around and do that, so we can all get some rest, but, you know, we can wake everyone up if a little lizard, little cute little lizard men come and try to get us, or, like, something happens with the spooky, you know, vegetation.
Yeah.
And then we can just, you know, be a little sick while we sleep.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Feral, you're still, like, trying to figure out what this wind was trying to communicate. So while everyone's setting up camp, once again, you excuse yourself and, like, you're really trying to focus in on this. And I'll get you to roll nature again to see whether or not you are able to get anything from it.
Okay. 10 plus 4, 14.
Okay. So, again, if you had to translate this into English... The sentence might continue with the words, let me.
Please let me out? Let me go? Let me help?
Let me live my life?
But you aren't able to get the rest of it yet.
If I push past... Can I take a short rest instead and then try to keep on listening?
You could stay up late. I'll for everyone who wants to take shifts, like watching the camp to be safe, I'll still let you count that as a long rest. But if you want to stay up late to try and figure out what this wind is trying to communicate with you, I will allow you to do that with a short rest instead.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So everyone's taking shifts except for Feral. You can all sort of tell that she's got something really on her mind at the moment, so you leave her be. And Lorelai wakes up after a few hours to take over the next shift, but feeling a little too intimidated to disturb Zelis right away, she decides to try and do something nice and finds a little bit of water, not like enough for drinking water or anything, and tries to wash Zelis's clothes for her.
Aww. That is so cute.
and she brings them over to you and says, "Want me to take over?"
Sure? Question mark. I feel like she would question it, and then.
And Onyx is sort of, like, sniffing at the clothes, and then just sort of, like, looks up at you and cocks her head.
Oh, he washed them?
I mean, we're a team, right? Gotta look out for each other. I imagine you didn't want to walk around with that smell.
Oh, and I feel she would try to maybe hug Lorelai, but she doesn't know how. So it's like an awkward, like, just like holding her shoulders, kind of like.
Can I get you to roll charisma?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, this whole interaction was just up. Like, oh, the awkwardness between the two. You get
17.
Oh, okay. So, like, it's clearly a very awkward hug, but, like, just as much as Lorelai is, like, clearly trying here with this gesture, she can tell you're trying back. Like, she like, smiles at you and, like she's blushing a little bit. She, sits
down. Hello.
She...
What's their, ship name?
Loralist.
Loralist? I like that.
Loralist, I like it too.
Loralist.
But she sits down and she draws her rapier to, so that she can stand watch. And actually, before you go to sleep, you do notice that, she has an identical-looking rapier to what Zeke had.
Oh, and I still have Zeke's necklace, eh?
Yeah, which I don't think you've mentioned to her yet.
No, I think... Okay, I'm going to go to Lorelai. I'm going to, like, sit beside her, or stand beside her, wherever she's
And she
doing.
Looks up at you?
I'm going to take out the Zeke's necklace and give it to her and be like, I got this from Zeke, and kind of just give it to her.
She gasps, and she grasps it from you, and she's like, I never thought I would see this again. And she holds it, like, against her forehead for a few seconds and says, thank you. Thank you so much. And she gets up and throws her arms around you. You can feel her, like, sobbing quietly against you a little bit.
Oh, okay. Pat.
But you're just actually saying it, you're not actually doing it.
Well, I'm saying it at the same time, but it's like very like I've never like patted someone as fragile as like I would assume Lorelai is. So it's like, oh no, that's too rough. Oh god.
Are we any of us seeing any of this?
I would say no. Tinsy's asleep because it's not her shift yet. And
you're probably trying to focus so much on the wind.
Yeah.
The wind says that there's some cute shit happening.
Cute shit?
And I might, like, have Onyx, like, sleep beside Lorelai as she's taking watch, just so, like...
Okay, just to...
Keep company and, like, feel safe and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, wow, this is happening a lot faster for Lorelai than it did Tinsy, huh?
I mean...
Don't rub it in.
Tinsy, like, sheds a small, like, a single tear as she's sleeping. I cured you!
Tinsy's just having nightmares. I was like, no, I healed you. No!
We're friends, right?
But the wind around the middle of the night does seem to get louder, and I'll one last time have you roll nature, but this time with advantage.
Oh, okay.
And also, I feel like Zelis isn't going to get pretty much any sleep, like, very little, just because of all the shit that happened today.
Now Tinsy is the one to say,
14 plus 4, 18.
18. Okay, yeah. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do her.
That.
Never. Okay.
What does the wind say?
So, the wind says, please let me die.
Wait, we don't know this, but I'm gasping as Nancy.
Yeah, I'm gasping in your sleep. You're gasping.
I think I'm just laying awake like, why the hell is she talking? Like, why is she doing... Because I don't know how to blow air.
It's immediately pretty annoying.
Well, as you're wondering this, like, the sort of white noise of her communicating with the wind actually does, like, lull you to sleep.
Aww. You're a white noise machine.
You're welcome.
Because he's been asleep, so she
can't be asked for that shit. You can just have me as a friend.
But Feral, I'll still give you the short rest, but you're not able to get a wink of sleep that night.
Oh, it would have been nice if you did sleep, though, because you have spell slots you used.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. How far did you guys travel that day?
Do we press the take long rest?
Yes, so okay. Those of you who are not Feral, go ahead and take a long rest.
Guys, Zelis is developing, like, characters.
She's
getting...
not a young girl anymore. She's a young woman.
All right, so it's really impossible to tell how much farther you have to go, especially since you had to spend a little bit of time traveling inwards rather than up. But as you guys are packing up camp, you may make your decisions about how you're going to attempt to navigate the day. You are out of water, so someone's going to have to find a water source.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the wind anymore, you guys. Can
That's
I...
That's what you were doing?
Did something happen?
We had a really harsh falling out. No.
I mean, it's pretty easy to fall with this terrain.
You guys will probably hear the facepalm that just happened. I don't know how to explain it, but something is ill or dying, and I don't know. I don't know what to say, you guys. Something's wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Tinsy puts, like, her hand on top of Feral's head. Do you want to help it?
I think I must, right? I don't know what it wants or what it is, but it wanted to die.
Whatever you decide, Feral. I'm there. Whatever you need.
We can come back after the fight.
What fight? Zealous almost in the fight for the day. Yeah,
what she's saying is that narratively it makes sense that we're headed towards a large encounter, yeah. Which kind of is like the rising action. And
I mean, I mean, at this moment, we're probably getting that intense like boss music.
This is some second action.
Is there a place where there's like an auto save? That's usually what happens. It's like save here
with some crates
station
of like healing.
Oh yeah, totally. Where you can like. All of a sudden, there's a random, like, traveler, merchant that just randomly is in a cave and it's like, hey, you guys need some healing pots? You can also save here. but no. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the wind anymore.
You don't have to.
Well, let's go. We have a lot to do still.
All right. Feral?
I'll look for water.
I'll navigate.
Lorelai says, I'll help look for water. I'm getting really thirsty.
How much rations does everyone have?
Mm. Oh, yeah, so...
Has it been 1 day that's passed?
I think... Let me see.
3 rations still.
I have 5 left. You only have 3?
Yeah, I have 3.
Meryl, how many do you have?
I had 3, but I think we... 1 today, so I only have 2 now, right?
That's right. Okay. You and Lorelai have 2 left.
Okay.
I lost an extra ration because I took it out when I wanted
to. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I only have actually 4. I'm okay not to get food unless you guys want me to. I want to try to find more critters.
You guys are able to share food as well, so.
Yeah. So, you have a bunch of food that you can share.
I have 4, yeah.
Mm, I have 3. I can still share 2. I'll share with Lorelai.
I'll share with Farrah.
Okay.
I would like to try to find some critters.
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Feral and Lorelai are looking for water together. Mm-hmm. Zealous is focusing on navigation.
Yeah.
And Tinsy is attempting to find some kind of animals to communicate with.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll start with the navigation.
Wonderful. And that was survival.
Yeah. And let me just see.
Wait, why are you rolling?
For the difficulty. Of
yeah. Oh, right. I was like, huh, what?
This has happened.
Like, real fear in me every time I hear, like,
him roll.
Yeah.
Now when I leave your dice table, you're going to be like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I rolled the wrong die.
It's going to be like, come on, it's weird to have, like, the sound of a dice roll as his notification, and we'll just be out and it'll happen. I'm like, huh, what? What encounter?
Are we at initiative?
I didn't bring my D20.
You're just on an escalator on at the wall.
11.
11? Okay.
Damn. Good points in there. Yeah. Good job.
Okay. And can I get the rest of you to roll as well?
To animals or animal handling, 15 for me.
Sorry, what am I using?
Nature. Yeah, wait, okay. No, sorry. What are you? Yeah, you're
I'm collecting
for
water. Yeah, is it survival?
Survival or investigation? I think
probably it's survival.
Okay.
So 9 plus 6, 15.
15. Okay. As you're going, oh, and a roll for Lorelai as well. Okay. Cool. As you're going, you do manage to find a slope upwards. But it's not looking like it's going to be an easy climb today. It doesn't look as dangerous as yesterday, but the route is really winding and not as direct as you would like for heading straight up. However, as you're going, Tintsy, you notice a bunch of spiders crawling on the wall.
Snacks. No! I hide them. I, like, shuffle so I, like, cover them so Zealous doesn't eat them.
And before you've even started talking to the spiders, you just hear them saying just, like, run away! Run away!
Wait, can you say that in spider?
Do they make noises?
How big are the spiders?
They're not very big. They're okay.
Like house spider or like cave spider.
Like cave spiders, but like not like huge tarantulas or anything. They're fairly little.
And so I'm wearing that.
Less protein. Okay, so
hey, little guys, what's wrong? What's happening?
Can you say that in spider?
Run away! It's the rot! Run away! The rot!
The rot? What do you mean the rot?
It's just Pharaoh, bro. I don't understand.
Fuck off.
Wait, what exactly is the rot?
Death from above! Death from above!
From above?
1979, that's a great band.
Where are they running? Are they running up?
They're running downwards. Basically the opposite direction you're climbing.
Oh. Is there any other way to get through here?
Run below! Run down below!
Oh no. Oh no, okay. You guys go get to safety. I'll let my friends know. Thank you.
And as they're just going down the wall, you just keep hearing them like, run away! Run away!
And I turn around. Guys, we have a problem!
I like to imagine your voice echoing.
Problem, problem, problem. guys. Because she thinks it's funny. She's just laughing at this point. Oh, wait, problem! Guys, there's a problem here!
Yes?
So, sorry, Zealous, no snacks for you, but I found some friends. they say the rot is coming from above.
But you're here.
And I asked them...
Rude, but...
Okay, Zealous, this is a soft spot for her, okay?
She's just the Avengers of the Rock. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
You threw up in your scarf yesterday. Do we talk about it?
It's bodily functions. I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, that's not the point. I asked them what the rot was, and all they said it was death from above.
Well, we should continue forward, then. It sounds like a fun time.
If you guys are up for it.
Everyone I know is up there.
And we don't have the time to go another route.
I asked them if there was any other way. They said to run down.
We don't have the time.
I turned to Feral. Which way did the wind talk from? Was it from above or from below?
I think it was from above.
I think we should go up then.
That's what I've been saying this entire time, but you won't take my word for it.
It's a vault, Zealous.
What's a vault?
You're so cute. That's
like food.
No.
A vote is like when, you know, you have a group of people and they all say what they want, and then the most people who want the same thing, that's what the group gets, you know?
I've never had a group of people before.
Oh, jeez.
It's been a while for me. You'll learn. It's okay.
I probably won't. I'm really not that intelligent.
Give yourself more credit. Beside the point, Zealous, before we talk about your education and our plan for the future... are we going up, then?
We're going up.
Let's go up.
Let's go up. Yeah. I don't think we have a choice.
Nope. Well, we got this, guys.
All right, so you guys continue climbing. As you're going, eventually some of the roots and foliage that you see sticking out, Feyrell is the first to notice it, but has this just weird black energy coming from it, sort of like almost a black mist. It's not so much that you can see this mist rising from it, but like it's just sort of this sense that you get from it, and you know you should be rather careful around this stuff, but it's becoming quite difficult to avoid because there's just a lot of roots sticking through, and you need these roots to climb, so you're trying to sense which ones aren't affected by this.
Guys, there's more vomit vines.
I don't have enough heals to heal all of, cure all of us, so let's avoid those.
Look, Zealous, we don't put them in our mouths, okay?
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Why?
Because it's not good for you to eat.
There you go.
It's not good for you to taste.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Well, do you know which ones are fine?
Wait, are you going to put that all... just don't put any of it in your mouth.
It's okay. Well, let's all assume that none of them are okay, and we'll just try to touch the rock parts and not the vine parts.
I'm fine with that, but you guys better not slip.
So, Feyrell, if you roll either Nature or Arcana, whichever you prefer, you can try and get a sense for which roots are affected.
It's a magic...
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try Arcana. Shit, is that a 7?
Yeah.
7 plus 4. So 11.
11? Okay. They don't seem to be magical in nature. It seems. If you had to guess a magical school, you would guess that it's necrotic, but it doesn't really seem specifically like magic.
Would one of us doing a perception check change any of that, either, of knowing which one's which?
You guys can roll perception to try and assess the roots.
Okay.
Nope.
13 plus 2, so 15.
Okay. So, Zealous, as you're looking around, it's almost as if this taste is still lingering on your tongue. You know, you can really get a sense for it. And the vine that you had tasted before definitely tasted super rotten. So you're sort of like sniffing it out, and you can see that there are some vines that look like they're starting to rot. So you will be able to spot them fairly easily. So you may be able to lead.
What about Onyx? Can Onyx lead us with her sniffers?
multiple sniffers.
Her sniffers?
She could. Just trying to picture this panther climbing up these roots.
I should probably carry her or something.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so Onyx is going to hop up on Zealous' back then?
Yeah.
All right.
Because he's like, look, vines, guys!
I think I'll just say to them, I think I've got this. Just go on the vines that I go.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Onyx is just sort of like on your back looking at the vines with displeasure, tails sort of like whipping unhappily. The rest of you follow behind until eventually the walls sort of start opening up a bit more, and you're climbing this sort of sheer cliff face with the roots coming down from it, and you manage to make it to the top, and you're in this very wide open cave area, and you can't, even those of you with dark vision can't see all the way through the darkness at this point, but Zealous, you do notice a lot more of those dragon tracks around here.
She's just very unhappy right now.
At the same time, you can hear movement in the distance. Not necessarily dragon movement. You can't quite tell what it is yet, though. If you wish, you can roll a survival check to investigate the tracks in this area as well.
I want to roll a survival check. Woo! 12 plus 3 is a 15.
15?
Yeah.
Alright, so you look at these dragon tracks, and you realize that the dragons have been quite close to you this entire time. And as you're realizing this, you hear footsteps coming from around a rock beside you, and two green dragon wormlings come out from around the corner, and they're just eyeing down your whole group and walking around you.
Oh, hi.
I take immediately both of my short swords out.
You're on the level terrain at this point.
So yeah, I take both of them out immediately, and I like start like. Can I roll intimidation to see if I can intimidate them?
Sure.
Okay.
Since you're trying to charm them.
Let's try to intimidate first.
Okay.
Nine plus two, so 11.
11. Okay. You like stand forward and you look very tough, but they don't seem to falter. And they approach and they're circling your group, and one of them begins to speak, not in a language any of you can understand except for Zealous, but Zealous does know what they're saying. And the first one just says,
"Well, well, well, who do we have here?"
And the other one says,
"Well, if it isn't the hooded stranger that the ones in the villages to the east speak of."
Can I, like, a little, like, huff, like, of, like, my poison breath, but not really, just, like, to, like, you know, like, when somebody breathes, like, just, like,
like, you know when someone breathes.
Like, yeah, like a huff.
Yeah, so you angrily stare them down and just have, like, this curl of green smoke come from you, and just,
how sweet.
And they're slowly closing in on you guys, and the first one eyes you all down and says,
"We could have a meal today, or we could get to know these people. What do you think?" And the other one says, "I want to know their story."
Tinsy's just staring up at Lexilis. "Do you understand what they're saying?"
"If anyone's being made a meal, it's gonna be all of you."
And we don't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, these particular dragons don't understand common tongue. So anything she's saying to the dragons will be in Draconic. They both laugh, and the first one says,
"I like this one. She's very feisty."
I feel like Zealous's rage is going through the roof right now, and she's very angry, and she really wants to, like...
Yeah, Lorelai...
have some good dragon meat.
Yeah, Lorelai has her rapier drawn, and she's standing next to you. And...
if I become a snake, can I understand them? Do I have, like, an animal talking ability?
Dragons have their own language that's pretty foreign from snakes.
Okay.
They do stop circling you, and the second one says,
"There's no need for bloodshed this day. We know that there are stories of you causing trouble for our friends out east. Why don't we make a deal? No one has to be hurt."
"What do I get out of it?"
"You get safe passage, and I think it's fair to say that if we should come to an understanding, we may be able to keep these villages safer, these villages that you seem to hold so dearly."
"And what do you want out of it?"
"We want everyone to know that we are associated with you."
Oh, Zealous is angry. Zealous is raging a little bit. If she was a barbarian, oh my lord.
The other dragon sort of chuckles a little bit and says,
"She's being generous. You would be associated with us."
Oh.
I think Feral is frozen to the ground.
Yeah.
Staring with really big eyes, not knowing. I've seen them hurt. and I've seen them being healed, and I don't think they look hurt. Like, maybe not physically, but I'm not equipped to help with a dragon's emotional well-being. She's just kind of freaking out.
Tinsy kind of runs a little forward. She says, "Hi!"
Oh, no.
Why would you want me to be associated with you in the first place?
Do you know what type of treasure a green dragon values most above all?
I have a feeling you're about to tell me, so just speed it up.
Yes, yes indeed. We don't lust after gold or minerals or any of these things that seem to be valued in the surface societies. Our real treasures are the people that we can have in our, let's call it, family.
And the other dragon is, like, sniffing at Tinsy, who's run forward, and says,
"I love your armor."
Of course, you don't understand this, but...
Tinsy, can I pet you?
And the dragon also doesn't understand you, but it looks at you very curiously, and its head sort of going from side to side.
And I follow the... I follow my head, too.
Have you seen this one? It's very cute.
You better leave her alone, or else blood won't be shed.
I would like to shed her blood.
I will decapitate you from the inside out before you even have a chance.
And the other one says,
Now, remember, we don't want a fight. Let's not go harming the little... What is it, even? A little stunted elf or something?
She is a paladin!
Tinsy just, like, kind of jump startled. She just hears, like, Zila's getting really loud.
We're not using our inside voices anymore.
Do I notice that they're looking at me?
Yeah, they're both looking at you at this point.
I trot over to the other one. Hi!
She is cute. I want to keep her.
Zila, they seem nice.
Get back.
Oh, okay. Bye! And I kind of trot back over to Zila's.
Lorelai says, Okay, Zila's, I'll take your lead on this one. What do we do?
I have no fucking clue.
Are you going to tell us anything?
They really want to make a deal with me.
What's the deal?
For our lives to be fine, I need to be associated with them.
Oh, and that's not, like, totally fucking rad?
I slay dragons.
Oh. You what? I didn't know this.
That's my thing, bro.
Oh, I thought you just helped people. An animal.
Yes, from dragons, whom I slay.
Oh, this explains a lot. What do you want to do?
Truly, I want to slay them. But do y'all want to die?
Well, I would assume no. Particularly.
They're so cute. Oh, but you're cuter. Oh, but they're really cute. Are they stopping us from leaving?
I have a feeling we will die if we try anything with them.
In the distance, you do hear this movement you heard earlier that you weren't quite sure was dragons, and you actually do all start to hear it getting closer to you at this point. And you see more troglodytes come out around you, but none of them approach the group. They're sort of, like, dancing back and forth a little bit and looking at what's going on, and the dragons look back at them.
Look how pitiful our treasures are. This is just a mere farce of the grand stories of...
And looks directly at Zelus.
The Dragonborn of the Old World.
Who the fuck is Dragonborn?
You don't even know, do you?
I slay dragons for a living. Trust me, I would know a Dragonborn.
And the other one just laughs. And says,
well... If you slay dragons, you may just want to start with yourself.
Oh, fuck.
You don't even know what you are. Amazing.
I don't see myself.
What is Zealous at?
Zealous never looked into a mirror before.
Who is she?
Oh, God.
I am Zealous.
Oh, my God. That was such a zealous answer. It gave me shivers.
No, but dude, she's about to get so much psychic damage. I don't know what the fuck's gonna be happening to her.
We will ask one last time. Become our treasure, or never leave.
Zealous, are they bullying you?
I mean, to be honest, a little bit.
Zealous, do you really want to kill him?
I mean, I've been having, like, an itching to kill something for a few days. I mean, it happens every, like, moon cycle or so.
I put my hat on her, like, knee. Whatever you want to do, I'm there.
I think Zealous has come so far in her character that she would want her, who they don't realize that she considers them almost her family, to be heard. So she's like, a deal is a deal then. And she like extends her hand or something. Or like, she's like, I've seen this before. What, do I give you my hand? Do I like...
Very good. And one of them steps forward and like holds up a claw and places it in your hand and says,
from now on, we are allies.
And the other dragon says,
all right, everyone. Let our new friends pass.
And the troglodytes are all just like, nah! They sort of like disappointedly part ways.
Titi like jumps up and down and waves to them, hi! Hello, hi!
And one of them in the back is like, ah! And like another one slaps his hands.
Like, oh, no. Can I just like try like be like, to like, I don't know what that motion is.
I don't think that'll translate on
the podcast. Yeah, no, it's like, you know, like the like the jumping forward, like, you want to try me?
Sort of
try
like me, bitch. Threatening lunge.
Yeah. Yeah.
To whom?
Like the troglodyte.
Anyone with eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Roll intimidation.
We are also intimidated in this role.
Zealous is very angry. You guys are going to get her wrath for a few days. Like, swear to God.
She's going
to
come to jail.
11 plus 2, so 13.
A bunch of the troglodytes sort of stagger back and they're like... But,
did that accomplish anything?
It made me feel a little bit better, to be honest.
Tinsy giggled.
You feel the dragon's eyes on you as you leave. And...
Wait! Ask them about the wall.
Oh, yeah. one last question. She's like the like Avenger of the Raw. Oh, sorry. Avatar of the Raw. Like, do you have any idea of what that would be or anything?
The rot.
Yeah, like this one.
Why?
I point at Feral.
You don't have to point at me.
But you're the Avatar of the Raw.
Like, are you now saying that in common?
I'm a friend of the Avatar of the Rot.
Or you can just be like, what's the Rot?
You didn't have to bring me into this.
No, but that dude, he said you were the... I'm just...
Zealous is just totally oblivious to like any of Feral's objections.
You're the Rot. No, I'm sorry.
Just ask your question. Not of the rock, though. The heartland. Oh. Do they know about the heartlands, too? Oh, wait, ask about the rock first.
Yeah,
this
do you know
more
anything?
A pressing issue, yeah.
Yeah, so she's the Avenger of the Avatar of the rock. She's gonna get it wrong every time. She doesn't.
I feel like these dragons must be questioning their decision now. Like, oh, she's real fucking stupid.
So the dragons, like, they definitely... had their interest piqued when you said the rot. And they approach Feral and circle her and says,
and we thought that this one was a good treasure. The Avatar of the Rot.
So what are they saying? Zealous, what are they saying?
You're, I guess, a good treasure.
Oh, she is a pretty good treasure. She's a great friend.
I don't think that's a good thing with these guys.
Oh, no.
Saying anything else.
What else do you know about this rot and this person?
We know that before the rot, that is when the great societies of the dragons existed in the old world. So you are the one who's destroyed our society.
I think Zealous loves Feral now. She's like, oh my god, thank you. You made my job so much easier
over
the years.
What is happening?
You killed all the dragons.
Oh, good.
She's like, what?
Why are we killing all the dragons?
No, I helped the dragon. I helped the dragon.
I was mild panicking.
And Lorelai's just like, what's happening? What's happening?
I'm trying to hand signal like, no, I
go get
helped. I rubbed my hands on a dragon. It got better. It's happy now.
And the dragons like are just like looking at your hand gestures, like not understanding what you're saying.
You thumbs up.
She apparently healed one dragon.
I'm tracing a heart mirror. Dragons.
I love how you translate it as she's still doing all these motions.
I'm like, she healed like this one random like brown dragon or bronze or like what was it, black? I don't know. It was bronze. She says it's bronze. She healed one. I don't know. I guess she's like a dragon supporter or something, but she definitely probably killed the others. I mean, if that's what you say.
What? No, no.
You don't understand me.
I know.
But you've been like trying to say this to the dragons, but at this point, the dragons are completely ignoring you, and she's just saying.
Do they look hostile towards her?
They look pensive. And they say, close ranks. And the troglodytes close off the path of that. You guys had been about to leave on.
You have Zealous, to get me to fucking
Zealous, mess. What happened to the deal? You guys already did that weird hand thing?
You asked me to ask about the raw, and now they're angry.
Yeah, you didn't say you killed
all the dragons.
What about the deal?
What about the
Wait.
Deal's a deal. They can't back out.
What about the deal?
Dragons
deal.
Have all
deal, 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 deal.
And that's where we will take our next break.
Fuck!